down here. Well, the bill used to toll for a death. Every time, when anyone died, the bell would toll. The parish clerk, Fred Welland, was the last parish clerk. He would, his duty, one of his duties was to go and toll the bell. I think it was three, dong, 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 and then a pause.
That must be a very ancient custom, hasn't it?
That was for a man. Mm. For a woman, it was only two, dong, dong. And for a child, it was only one, dong. And of course, contrary to the words of the poem, everybody ask for whom the bell tolled. And then, of course, the funeral cortege would be wheeled on a wheeled bier. The coffin would be on a wheeled bier fetched from the house where the deceased lay in the coffin, and then it would be wheeled down to the churchyard. Mm. And the bearers were usually friends or of the deceased or the family of them. They would be the bearers, and everyone drew their curtains. All the curtains were drawn when the hearse went by on the bier, and the undertaker was usually a carpenter as well. It wasn't a full-time business as it is now. It was a sideline. The chap at Littleton was the local. Lloyd, his name was, I remember his name very well. He was sort of carpenter and coffin maker, and as well as undertaker, he undertook the funerals as well.